Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 5th of March, Super Tuesday in the US. Unfortunately, not such a Super Tuesday here. But as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, with the scores on the doors today, the index, the ASX 200, not really that relevant at the moment, I don't think, down 11.6 points or 0.15%, 77.24. We had an open of 77.41.5, a high of 77.52.2 and a low of 77.11.7. But as usual, it was all about what was going on beneath the surface. And of course, if you like what we're doing in these free podcasts, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up for a free two-week trial on marcustoday.com.au. It's a great product, it's a great newsletter, and it's a great Facebook discussion group with members sharing insights and recommendations with other members. All right, but the scores on the doors, as I say, were down 11.6. But really and truly, once again, it was all about individual stocks. And we did see some weakness across the board, to be honest. CBA and NAB both down around 1%. The big bank basket down to $206.08, which was down about 0.8%. Macquarie fell 0.3%. GQG were down 1.8%. REITs also eased, but they did have a pretty good day yesterday. Goodman Group down 0.6%. Centre Group down 0.9%. Industrials also a bit flippy-floppy today. The old school platform stocks. REA Group down 2%, Car down 1.8%, Tech going nowhere, Zero down 0.7%, Wesfarmers down 1.8%, Coles and Endeavour off as well, 3.3% for both of those, ex-dividend though in Coles. And we did see a little bit of selling in Origin, down 1.8%. Wasn't a lot of love for the industrial space today, a little bit more love though for healthcare. Back to defensives, it seems. CSL up 1.3%, ResMed up 3.2%, Ramsey up 1.3%. So we had those defensive stocks back in favour and some of the risk assets sold off. Although the iron ore miners bounced back, it was the Chinese People's National Congress in Beijing, of course, in the big house. And as a result, we did see China come out with some fairy tales as far as GDP goes. They had a target, but no plan to get there. But still, GDP has now been announced to be 5%. So they'll do whatever they can, I guess, to fudge the figures to get it there. But we did see those iron ore stocks better. Fortescue up 1.9, Rio up 1.1, and BHP just shy of 1% higher. However, it was the best of times for the iron ores, but it was the worst of times for lithium stocks. Lithium stocks getting bludgeoned overseas last night, and the lithium price having had 4 or 5 days of positive moves upwards, came a bit of a cropper. And as a result, we saw the shorts get stuck back into Pilbara, down 7%. Mineral Resources down 3.6%. Liontown not roaring ahead today, down 4%. We had IGO down 5.3%. Linus down 4.5%. Carnage, murder on the dance floor, I'm afraid there. But gold miners doing okay today. Bullion hitting extraordinary highs in terms of Aussie dollars, 32.54, 3,254 Aussie dollars an ounce. There must be some champagne corks popping in the Leonora district. We had Northern Star up 3%, NEM up 5.5%, that's Newmont, Evolution up 3.6%, De Grey up 1.9%, and we had GMD, which is the Genesis, in the beginning was the word. They had a good day today as well. Did action some Genesis in the small cap portfolio. 7.4% higher for that one as far as it goes. Oil and gas stocks eased. Woodside down 0.8. Santos down 0.6 of a percent as well. In corporate news, we did get some increases in our health insurance and Medibank Public up 1.6. And we also saw NHF, which is NIB Holdings as well, doing okay, up 3.4%. On the economic front, we've got GDP tomorrow, of course, and we did get current account numbers out today, returning to a surplus, which beat forecasts. In terms of Asian markets, well, Not a lot really happening on the back of that China news. Hong Kong was off. Let's just run through that. The latest prices there for our Asian buddies. Hong Kong currently down 2.2%. China up 0.5 and Nikkei up 0.2 of a percent. Still doing well towards the all-time highs. 10-year yields on the Aussie market today. We have got those. Last I saw, they were 4.08%, which is where they are. And Dow futures down 67, NASDAQ futures down 57. All right, looking at the winners and grinners today, Helius, HLS, 14.7% higher. 7 million shares traded today. A CEO change was responsible for that gain. We also saw Iris, 12.5% higher, 872,000 shares. There was an article late in the day that Thomas Bravo was looking at a takeover attempt there. So that was up 12.5%. We had Westgold up 11.3% for obvious reasons. Bullion, CU6, CU Jimmy, Clarity Pharma up 8.3%, only 456,000 shares traded. Tyro doing well today. They had a fall yesterday, back today, 8.2% higher. 5 million shares. Genesis, GMD, 7.4% higher on 10 million shares. And we also saw ASB, which is Austal, the shipbuilders, up 6.7%. They have launched a US ship. They've delivered USS Kingsville to the US Navy. In terms of the losers' corner today, we had LRS, which is Latin Resources, down 8.7%. Only 7 million shares traded. Wildcat losing a life, down 8.4%. 17 million shares traded today. That's more like it on volume front. Pilbara, 7% down. 49 million shares traded today. $204 million worth. We had Strike Exploration down 6.8% on 20 million shares. BrainChip falling 5.8%. 19 million shares. And IGO was down 5.3% on 8 million shares. The big bank basket, as I said, $206.08. The Alltech index down 0.3 of a percent today. And we had gold, Aussie gold, 3,254. Bitcoin, oh, so close, $67,363 US dollars, a fun token. Don't forget the halving happens in April, and there's plenty of option players taking big bets on where the Bitcoin price will be, and that's usually to the upside. 10-year yields 4.08, the Aussie dollar 65 cents. As far as major movers today go that we haven't talked about, we did see SPZ, Smart Parking, up 15.7% on a UK acquisition. Paragon Healthcare, which my wife used to work for, it was up 41.5%. I'm not sure that's got anything to do with my wife leaving there some time ago, but it has more to do with the CH2 takeover details. It is a company transforming deal. IVZ, the subject of an email from one of our Puff and Stuff friends. They were up 10%. St. Barbara doing well on the back of some drilling numbers that we've seen recently, and also, of course, the gold price rise. They were up 12.5%. MAD not doing so well today. Down 4.4%, thin volume though, only 177,000 shares. Linus also falling in a bit of a heap, down 4.5%. And White Hawk down. Let's face it, I love that headline. But it was down 7.6%. Has been a big winner. Lots of chatter about AI and cyber for White Hawk. 27 million shares traded. As far as speculative stock of the day goes, Dynamic Metals was the speculative stock of the day. 9 million shares traded. It opened at 26 cents, had a high of 31, a low of 20.5, which is where it closed. Why was it so interesting today? Well, it has signed a landmark $20 million JV with Mineral Resources. Chris Ellison can't leave the sector alone, can he? They're going to be selling 40% of their lithium rights on the Widgiemooth-La project. Tenements for a purchase price of $5 million and forming a 60% Dynamic and 40% Mineral Resources JV to advance lithium exploration on the project. That was enough today to push it up 28.1%. As far as company announcements today go, NIB Holdings has announced their health insurance premium rise, average of 4.1%. Love that. Telex Pharmaceutical has entered into an agreement to acquire ARTMS Inc. and its advanced isotope production platform. That's Telex Pharmaceuticals. And they are up 1.2% on the back of that. Helios, Maxine Jacquet has resigned as CEO and MD, and Paul Anderson has been appointed CEO and MD. More about strategic review than anything else, I think the big rise there today. 29 Metals, James Palmer has been appointed the new CEO, effective 1st of May. They have been on a bit of a waggle higher, 5.6% higher on the back of that. And in headlines today, economic and otherwise, the current account balance, seasonally adjusted, rose $10.524 billion to a surplus of $11.8 billion. Capital and financial account deficit was 9.73. I'm sure that was something you were really looking forward to hearing from. At the National People's Congress, they've started at the GDP growth target of 5%. They see 3% CPI pace. 2024 budget deficit of 3% of GDP. All this is pretty well known. Defence spending to rise 7.2%. And they are planning a $542 billion of special government local bonds. And they will raise R&D spending by about 10%. Bitcoin and other cryptos hitting all-time highs. Elon Musk, no longer the richest man on the planet, unfortunately for him. Jeff Bezos is now the richest man on the planet, at least today. Former Twitter executives, the formerly known as Twitter, now X, I guess, suing Elon Musk in a $128 million severance dispute. And the US Supreme Court has ruled Trump can remain on the Colorado ballot. Of course, it is Super Tuesday over in the US. And you would probably expect Nikki Haley to drop out on the back of the results tonight, but we shall see. Global miners call on the LME to introduce a green premium for nickel, something that's been in the wind or they've been pushing for a while. Not sure they're going to get it. Well, that's it from me this afternoon. Thank you very much for listening, as always. Of course, we will be back tomorrow morning with the pre-market podcast. I'll be back on deck, having missed out this morning with the ABC that I was on for breakfast TV. In the meantime, have a great evening. I'm off rock climbing with the kids. Thanks a lot.